Yeah, welcome to the very last Hotspurs podcast. Just me tonight, unfortunately. As most of you probably know by now, if you follow Twitter or on our Facebook, me and Colin have decided to give it a bit of a break, maybe forever, maybe for a couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of days, not too sure yet. Obviously, just to explain a couple of things that happened, Colin spoke to me earlier in the week and sort of said, yeah, you know, when I said to him, when should we do the show? And he sort of said, you know, is there any point? And it immediately dawned on me, you know, is there any really? Because, you know, we do sort of say the same things over and over again. And, you know, and we had a nice long chat about, you know, where the show's going. And we talked about figures and you know, how many downloads we get. And, you know, lots of other podcasts that are out there. And we just sort of decided that, although that, you know, we grew a really nice following, that actually, you know, with the more podcasts that have come out and what have you, that, you know, there wasn't much point, you know, us just regurgitating the same old stuff. I certainly said that, you know, whenever I try to come out with anything new, you know, look at things from a different point of view, I often get shot down. And although I don't mind that at all, you know, it's perfectly fine. But with social media, it's extremely difficult to respond without just saying, well, if you go and listen to the podcast again, you know, you'll hear my explanation for why I made that suggestion or had that opinion. But I don't want to be that you know, that rude, really. I'd just rather, you know, just sort of say, oh yeah, I suppose so, and just agree and then move on. You know, and it was coming more and more often, actually, that was happening. Colin wasn't happy, obviously, with just saying the same old stuff about, you know, Spurs and our performances and all that sort of stuff. And so we just sort of said, you know, look, you know, we need a break from it. We can't just say the same old thing week in, week out. So, you know, we give it a bit of a break and you know, maybe pick things up again. He said to me, you know, do you want to carry on with the show? Get other guests, get other people in. But to be honest with you, I've always thought it was Colin's show, really. Although, you know, it was my initial idea. I met Colin in a pub, in the Bell and Hare, and some of the guys who did the early podcasts were quitting. And I sort of, you know, went on the internet, looked on YouTube of how to do a podcast, and thought, yeah, I think I can do this. Set it all up, took about 2 or 3 days to get all the technology. Most of it's free, by the way. So if you want to start your own podcast, just look on YouTube and say how to do a podcast and you'll find out how to do it. It's dead easy. Just takes a little bit of fiddling and faffing around. And then finally got it all set up. And I thought, you know, who's the perfect guy to do it? And I'd only met Colin in the pub once, but I wanted to have a different accent rather than the same London accent that I've got. I wanted someone who you could differentiate between me and Colin. So that was perfect, really. But as the show went on, you know, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. You know, and if you notice, when we do the show, I do the soppy old intro, which, you know, I know annoys a lot of people, but I got it off Lee Nelson, who I went to see in a show once, and I thought it was got really funny. And so I know he's not everyone's cup of tea, by the way. And you know, then I always ask Colin, you know, what do you think of the game at the weekend? I thought it was the best way to do it. You don't get all the stuff, you know, about what people are up to and all that boring old stuff. You know, I say boring, but obviously, you know, when you get to know these characters, they're actually quite good. So, you know, and Flav and the boys at the Fighting Cock, I almost fast forward the football bits now because I want to know what they're up to in their private lives. It's much more interesting and funny, particularly with the way that Spurs are at the moment. So good luck to those guys. Obviously, Tottenham fan cast, absolutely brilliant. You know, very good friends, you know, over the year. We've built up nice relationships with Andy over there and, of course, ASD. Who's an excellent podcaster as well, and some of the other ones, the Spursy one, the eSpurs, you know, the American ones, still listen to those, you know, they're all very, very good. You've also got a couple that I'm not going to mention because however much I've tried to get in contact with them through messages, through Twitter, trying to get them on the show, they very, very rarely get back to me. When there is a bit of banter going on, it's you know, I just get nothing back. Some of it rude, some of it just not funny, and I just think to myself, well, you're clearly not interested in having any podcast banter, inter-podcast banter, which I thought might be quite interesting, but no, not interested, so fair enough. You know, Flav and the boys at Fighting Cock have been absolutely brilliant. Always have a good chat with them and the others there that I've mentioned as well. So, you know, get listening to them, obviously, keep going with those. And, you know, me and Colin, you know, might meet up again, you know, to do this podcast down the line. You know, we're full of ideas and you know, we always want to talk about Spurs. So you never know what this break might do. You know, if we beat Chelsea, for example, you know, we'll be calling each other again. You know, this will be a good podcast to do. But in the meantime, we'll see how we get on. You know, a couple of ideas that I've had about Europa. I've obviously, you know, just been shot down by people saying what you're going on about, and it's very difficult, you know, because I'm trying to think outside the box. I'm trying to think of other ideas, and people very, you know, I'm sure they're trying to be nice about it. Just say that, you know, you're wrong, Steve. You know, Europa is incredibly important to this football club, and I understand that. But at the same time, I just, you know, since the Champions League, we've been in Europa, I think it's the last 3 or 4 years, and we've got nowhere. And you know, there's a reason for that, and it's, in my opinion, and I must stress it's my opinion, I don't think it's anything to do with Enoch, I don't think it's anything to do with Levy, I don't think it's to do with the Spurs drum, I don't think it's anything to do with StubHub, I don't think it's anything to do with ticket prices, and I think all these things, or who you sit next to in a game, I think all these things are things that people band about and say, that's the reason, that's the reason, that's the reason. In my opinion, it's the motivation of the players. And me and Colin have always said, it's the players that are to blame. And, you know, and why? Because of circumstances, because of the fact that on a Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, you've got guys at our club who watch these other players, lots of them their international mates with, play in these fantastic stadiums, and then we go to, you know, the Outer Hebrides to play our Europa game, you know, and they've got to be motivated, and us as Spurs fans think, well, how can they not be motivated? And well, the reason is because they come from Argentina, or they come from, you know, another country, and they're going, you know, what am I doing? You know, and they also know that they're not going to play on a Sunday, and blah 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 blah, and then you get the Sunday game, and it's not the fact that everyone's tired, because we chase so many changes in the side. It's just, I think that, you know, that they haven't been training for that game, because they've been training for the Thursday game. Now, I know I've said this point of view before, it got shot down, but you know, with the Newcastle game just gone, I think again that, you know, it's an interesting point to raise, and I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I might be wrong, but it's a point that I've raised. And, you know, nobody else has addressed it. And I thought, you know, just as a final thought there, I thought I might bring it up again. You know, lots of people, you know, are about this Enoch out and Levy. You know, there's been no suggestions of who's going to take over. So that's another thing that I just don't get. And me and Cole, we try not to dip into the politics of things. You know, the Y word debate, we never discussed it on the show. And you know, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So we're not going to sit here and say, you know, Levy didn't go and get that player that manager wanted. Because how do we know? You know, maybe he had that conversation with Moutinho or this player or that player, Hulk and the rest of it, and they didn't want to come. You know, that's what happened with William. You know, he was going to come to Spurs. Hazard was going to come to Spurs, I know that for a fact, and all of a sudden Chelsea said, yeah, well, you can go to Spurs if you want, or you can come to Chelsea. Well, you know, what decision are you going to make if you're a Belgian international and you want to win the league? You know, and us as Spurs fans have to realise that, and it's not just about Levy not making those deals. And also, if Levy doesn't get those deals done, he can't come out and say, well, no, you know, to be honest with you, they didn't want to come to Tottenham, because how's that going to sound when you with these other players, you know, when other players he's trying to attract? So, you know, although we want all the beans spilt and we want to know everything, also it's good to be secretive. You know, it's the whole Harry thing. Harry said everything, we wanted him to shut up. Levy says nothing, we want him to speak. And I know there's a fine balance there as well. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, all I say is support the players. That's brilliant. And you have your opinions and what have you, and that's incredibly important as well. But we're going to give it a break because we're a bit tired of saying the same old thing all the time. And I know I've rambled on here for 10 minutes, but I haven't got anyone to interrupt me, I suppose, with Colin constantly interrupting me every week, joking, of course. So in closing, just want to say thanks to everybody for listening. I'll try and keep the Twitter page going, we're trying to keep the Facebook page going as well. I haven't changed my job, so still can't do the swearing thing. If you do swear, unfortunately, I have to delete your message, but try and stop swearing, which is really difficult. We've been doing 4 years of this podcast, and to do it without swearing has been quite a challenge, but we've managed it, and that's a good thing. Andy Goldberg's still going to carry on with the Facebook page, and then obviously at Colin McKee, I think he is on, or at Colin Spurs, I think it's at Colin Spurs, on Twitter, and of course I'm still at Hot Spurs Podcast, if you want to carry on messaging us. We might bring the podcast back. If you've got any suggestions for little things that we could do, that'd be great as well. But listen, guys, thanks ever so much for listening, and it's been a pleasure entertaining you and entertaining ourselves. Take care. Come on, you Spurs.